Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Elise Bennett's here. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. Later this year, we'll celebrate her 19th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust, if she continues to put up with me that long. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor. She's a national speaker extraordinaire, the author of at least 6 books. Pretty sure I've helped her launch all 6 of these over the last almost 19 years, including one of my favorites, Stop Pushing Me Around. That's for the introverts. And then also The Art of Self-Promotion is another one, and at least four others that I know of. Elise Bennett, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So you have a topic that you have on your mind. You call it Experienced Newbies, right?
Yes.
Tell us what you mean by that.
Okay. So a lot of my clients and people who come to me looking for help with basically growing a business are just starting a business, but they're not young people. They're people in their 40s, 50s, sometimes 60s, sometimes 70s. And so they have a long history of experience and expertise, but they feel like they're starting from scratch. And they're very often anxious about it and don't know how to present their history in a way that benefits them and also helps other people want to work with them. So
they've got a lot to offer, but they aren't sure how to focus it so the marketplace will accept it.
Yes, and I think also because everything has changed so much and so quickly, you can feel very green and lack self-confidence because of that, despite years and years of actual experience.
Well, and especially, you know, for myself, you know, when I was looking over your material, what I thought about was reinvention, right? And I've been reinventing myself since I was 25 years old. So by the time I got to the point where I had to do it because I had some, you know, part of my reinvention was self, you know, because I wanted to. And then I got to the point where I had to out of other circumstances. I'd already done it, but a lot of people retire 40 years. I talked to a friend of mine. He's been with a major Fortune 100 company 40 years. Now he's thinking about retiring and doing something else. He doesn't know how to reinvent himself.
Yeah, it is definitely more and more important these days, especially at the pace that everything is going. And I agree with you that if you're not doing it a little bit, evolving, basically we're talking about evolving, then you get to a point where suddenly it seems really big and really different. But if you little by little make changes and keep following where things are going or where you want to go, it's definitely easier.
What do you tell them to do?
Well, I mean,
are there exercises, practices?
Yes.
What should they do?
Well, I think one of the exercises, it's kind of an elevator pitch exercise where you talk about your experience and what you've done. Sometimes people can translate that information into their LinkedIn profile, for example, where your experience can be uncovered very obviously. But sometimes I feel like people don't weigh their experience very heavily. And so if you can articulate it, not necessarily on a resume, but the value that you bring, the benefit that you've brought to whether it's employers or clients, and see the effect of all those years of work. And most people don't know what they know. And so when we talk about doing content marketing and writing blog posts and talking about what mm-hmm. they do know, once I get them talking, they can see, oh, I guess I do know something.
That's exactly right. You've lurched uncontrollably to a genius idea. Well done, at least. You know, that's exactly right. When I have dusted off years ago, I haven't done a resume in probably almost 30 years because I'm probably unemployable now. I am unemployable. But
me too.
But I remember being, you know, in my 20s and 30s and maybe even early 40s, I would get my resume out and I'd just start filling it out and I'd say, wait a minute, I forgot that I knew how to do some of this stuff. And so all of a sudden I went from thinking who would hire me to thinking who wouldn't hire me.
Mm.
Just because I started taking inventory of all the stuff I'd learned. And that's what
mm-hmm.
you're talking about.
Mhm. Yeah, for some reason it's easier to focus and sometimes even obsess about the things you don't know than the things that you do know.
Mhm. Well, another thing that'll get you excited is if you start thinking about all the things you've learned as they applied to your job
mm-hmm.
and then start converting that into a product for a customer, right? For your new business.
Mhm. Yes. Although sometimes I see people getting very caught up in the minute details of how to present their past experience and work, as if they can't say it was done under the auspices of so-and-so, or as if there's something wrong with the fact that they didn't, you know, do it all themselves, or there was a team involved. And
right.
So the first blog post in my series that was written by the woman who approached me about this idea in the first place, she wrote about all the different ways you can present a client list to show very transparently what it was that you did, what your role was, mm-hmm. who your clients were, and feel good about it, basically.
Well, you know, when I started my consulting company back in 89, my first prospects that I called on were people that I'd done business with in those other companies. They already knew what I'd done. They already knew where I came from. In fact, that was the reason the job I did for them working for that company was why they agreed to even see me to start with.
Mm-hmm.
So I placed a high value on that.
You know, I have some people coming to me.
Elise, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you hold that thought right there because we're going to come back, folks. Elise has got some more ideas on how you can become an experienced. You're already experienced. But you might be about to be a newbie. And another way to think about it is reinvention. You know what I said for a long time? Reinvention, either you reinvent yourself or you become extinct. Marketing-mentor.com is Elise's website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.